flown immediately after Madam's call to Delhi, made the things peaceful, gave her little courage, and gave her all the assurance, and the funeral went on successfully. We thank all the people who gave us courage and help during this time. If not for such few friends, it would have been a miserable case. Of course, I have to thank our Chief Minister in Bangalore, in Karnataka, who gave the doctor the best funeral. He had the state honor, and whatever was asked and requested, he had the best office till the end. So we thank each and everyone. But in future, we would like all the Rorik's heritages, his books, their teachings, to be taken in a proper shape. That is why Devika has requested the Minister of Culture in Moscow and the President to take over the Rorik Center to be the state museum and see that things are taken from Shapochnikova and put for the public use about the Rorik's heritage, Rorik's articles, which he had taken it few years back for the Rorik Center as the Vice Chairman of the Rorik Center. But so far we have got the report that nothing has been done and nothing has been utilized for the people. So I think it is not given to Shapochnikova, it was given to the Rorik Center for the people of Russia, that all the archives of mother, father and brother was given to the people of Russia, not for Madam Shapochnikova to keep it. But anyway, we have got high regards for the people of Russia. I hope they all will cooperate with Devika, who is the next heir of Svetislav Rorik, Rorik family, who has got every right to act upon the Roriks. And I hope, if given an opportunity, when we have time to come to Moscow, we will come and address all the people and we try to explain everything. We'll always be friends and bring lot of coordination and good relationship between India and Russia, where Svetislav always had been a barrier as an ambassador for Russia and an ambassador for India, where he had lot of volunteer and lot of work, cooperation given to both the countries. So I hope all Russians and Indians cooperatively work for the Russians. I hope each and every one of Russia people, students, be given an opportunity to visit India and visit the samadhis of Professor Rorik, Madam Rorik and Svetislav Rorik. We welcome each and every one of you. Jai Hind.
This is Captain Stoffels. I was looking up to Dr. Rorik.
Little louder. Speak freely.
And he was really all right and nothing is wrong. And he used to eat his own food, normal food, and laughing and joking. And we were very happy. Suddenly, in the month of, I think, January, first week, he became a little sick. That he was having some pain due to the stones in the bladder. Then we showed the doctor here, one of his family doctor look after him, and we have taken to Manipal Hospital. That's the best hospital in Bangalore. We shifted him there and the stones have been removed, and next week he got discharged and we came to Hotel Ashok. And what happened was, all of a sudden, suddenly some infection started, some fever, he was getting on high fever. Then we thought of readmitting him again in Manipal Hospital, and all the best treatment he had. Whatever possible, the medicines, everything, whatever, and the blood test, every hour the blood test and the medicines, and he secreted me, Mary and Spunaji used to get all the medicines, whatever doctors prescribing, and we tried our best. And still he was conscious, speaks well, and used to eat normally, everything. Only the, I think, January 28th, he couldn't eat properly, and we used to feed him by spoons. And 30th morning, still he could recognize, and Madam was sitting near him for nearly 1 hour. And we all were together, Mary and myself. And still he used to smile nicely. And suddenly the breathing changed, but he didn't suffer much. And he breathed his last, and death was very peaceful and nothing much difficult, I could say that. And really I should appreciate him, such a nice patient was. He didn't give any trouble and always smiling and beautiful. And really I thank him for it.